Morning, happy Monday. Monday the 10th of November, not sure quite how they happened, but here we are. Bloody hell, I feel like the roller door is coming down on 2025. Like, man alive. I just realised I've got all this travel to book this week. I'm in Auckland, going to Auckland, speaking in an event. That's going to be gorgeous. It's a breakfast event called Sip and Share. It's a women's networking event. That's going to be exciting on Wednesday morning. And I'm doing the same event in Wellington the week after, but that's an evening one. Same, but different. But anyway, so I'm going to Auckland, and then I've just realised I've got lots of flights to book for the rest of the year. Like, you know, the next however many weeks. It's not that many weeks. But guess what? The best news, the very best news, is the Purpose Planner 2026 is arriving today. Today, it is arriving, and we're going to get them all sent out this week. Whew, it's going to be big. So this week is purposeplannerweek.com. And guess what? If you've already ordered your Purpose Planner, you may not know, but we've snuck in some stickers. Fucking great. So I'm so excited about that. So there's going to be stickers, because I put stickers in my planner because I'm just that bitch. You know, I just like a sticker. And then I thought, why don't I make you all a sticker? So there's little icons where you can go, oh, when am I going to put my happiness sticker? Whereabouts will that go? I'm going to talk about that a bit more in a minute. Where does my space sticker go? Like, where am I giving myself space? Because if you don't give yourself space, no other bastard's going to. All right, that's a big deal. There's an organising sticker. When are you getting fucking organised? When are you going? That might be your Monday morning meeting. You might be doing it right now. Or it might be that you just, you know, like to have a Friday afternoon to organise yourself. Or you might do a little bit of organising on a Saturday morning. I don't know what you do. But, you know, you've got to do your thing. I spent all weekend organising. I was kind of home alone, and I ended up with this flurry. I'm a bit mental when I'm alone, and turns out, I was just in a full ADHD, fucking hyper focus, fucking something. And I love it. Like, I love it. I had literally six things happening. I was painting something. I was tidying something. I was fixing something with the sewing machine. I was hand sewing a sequin onto a jacket that had fallen off. While I was folding all my winter jumpers up and getting rid of them, while I was organising a bookshelf, it was just a fucking scene, I tell you. And if anyone had been watching me, you should. Oh, and I made kawa kawa balm and did about 27 loads of washing. It was a fucking scene. And I was so happy. And I was laughing to myself, because if anyone had been watching me, if I'd been filmed, like if there was a drone, that drone would have been one exhausted drone following me around. I was here, I was there, I was every fucking where. I was just, oh, I loved it. And see, when you're alone, you can be mental. And when you've got other people around, they say things like, what are you doing? I thought you were in the laundry. Why are you over there? I'm like, oh, don't fucking talk to me. Like, because I'm in a whirl here, there and everywhere. I'm Roy Kent. You know, I love Roy Kent. Anyway, here, there and every fucking where. That's what it was. And I loved it, and I got so much done. Oof. But I've almost got an action hangover, because I had such a busy weekend. And I wasn't like, you know, sometimes you're out having a party. No, none of that. I was home alone just doing little things, and I loved it. I did love it. So anyway, you've got to get organised. That's one sticker. There's a sticker for space, because if you've got to give yourself space, physical space, emotional space, mental space. Emotional space for me is walking on the beach. Mental space is sitting with my planner doing some planning. Physical space is lying down in my blankets and my bolsters, or, you know, sitting under a tree, or like just space, man. I just love it. I love it. And then the fourth one is movement, right? Happiness, movement. Space, yes, organisation. So movement, we've got to move, and just move your ass, like do something. I'm into box jumping at the minute. I'm jumping on a box. It's good for my bones. It's good for my ass. Box jumping's my new thing. So, you know, and you don't need a box. You can just use the steps. So yesterday, I woke up and thought, should probably do some exercise. So I jumped up and down the steps. That was quite fun. Just for a wee minute. You don't have to do it for very long, but it's good. Just 15 minutes of jumping. Jump up, jump down, You know, when you put on that song, jump, 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 and it's good for you. So anyway, I did that. That was another thing I did. But I opened up my planner to have my meeting with myself today, and I've got that many little jobbies to do. And I noticed that the quote here on page 308 is, your happiness is your job. And God, I love that quote. Your happiness is your job. And one of my favorite happiness teachers is a man by the name of Robert Holden. And he wrote a book called Be Happy. And I had the absolute pleasure of going to a workshop he ran. He's an Englishman. And he jokes about how when he did his PhD, there wasn't anyone happy enough. There was no British person, because British people generally aren't super happy people. There was no one super happy enough in the whole of Britain that could mark his PhD. Isn't that funny? And he's joking, of course, but just funny, right? And so, oh, excuse me. And so it's too early. See, my action hangover is coming back. And Robert is just a great guy who did a PhD in happiness and wrote this book about releasing the power of happiness within you. And I really like, there's a quote in it that happiness is a spiritual path. The more you learn about true happiness, the more you discover the truth of who you are, what is important, and what your life is really for. I love that. I just love that. Work out who you are. Just work out who you are. And that takes the space, right? You need space to do that, because you need space to go, how do I feel about that? And my whole life, I've spent my whole life interviewing myself, just going, oh, wow, what did you think of, you know, him? Oh, he was a dick. And so every time I meet people, I have this moment where I'm like, what did I think of them? Why did that annoy me? Why does that person annoy me? She intrigued me. Why did she intrigue me? What did I love about her? Oh, I love that. If I could take a teaspoon of her and mix it into me, what's the teaspoon I'd take? You know, and I'm constantly sort of thinking. I just never stop thinking, really. But it's a bit of a problem. But I like the idea of constantly noticing. I'm just always noticing fucking everything, man. And like noticing everything. So noticing what people eat. I love nosy. I'm so nosy when we're at a restaurant. So I want to know what people eat. I want to know, like, I think, oh, I didn't pick you as the steak man. I thought you might be the pasta person, but you've gone and ordered the eye fillet. I like to try and imagine what people order beforehand. But I like noticing people, and I like noticing myself. And it's like, you know, what do you like? What don't you like? What pisses you off? What fills you with joy? I was with Squirrel Finance, very cool company. Mortgage brokers, very cool. Anyway, I was dealing with them and we were talking about how it's your job to notice, you know, and your job to know what makes you happy. And knowing what makes you happy is an inside job. And what happens, I think, is as we sort of, we know what makes us happy, you know, and I was saying that I want something that I really, really, really want. We need to tap into our wants, because, and like, our, like, what do you want that would make you happy? And most of the time, it's just a feeling. Now, I want to speak on a stage with 10,000 people in the audience. And I said to this room full of people, do any of you want to do that? Not one of them put their hand up. I said, see, just me. And our wants are usually quite individual. So yes, as people say, who wants to win lotto? And you're like, I do. But not that many people want the same things. And that's because they are, I believe, our wants are a soul desire. And so when you listen to your soul, it gives you clues. It tells you what to do. I really like that. Like, I really like that. And I'm like, what happens is we know, our souls know what we want, and our souls know what we're here for. And it, our soul knows what makes us happy. But what happens is we start to identify with our bodies or the role in our family or, you know, how clever we are or our nationality or the title of our job or your fucking NHI number or whatever else you identify with. And you start to just become this homogenized version of yourself, and you think, oh, you know, when you're in a phase, like you think, oh, my friend, you know, when you're young and you think, oh, my friends are all buying cars, so I'm going to be into cars. I'm going to be like really into cars. And you're not, but all your friends are doing that, so you do that. Or all your friends have got boyfriends, so you get a boyfriend. Or everyone's buying a house, so you buy a house. Or everyone's having a baby, so you have a baby. Like, we all just get swept up in the world and we don't stop and go, do I really want this? We just go, well, this is what the world wants from me, you know, instead of what makes me happy, what makes me really happy right now. And it's, as I'm getting older, I'm like, it's all that fucking matters. And we have to lean into what makes us really happy, because otherwise there's no point being here. Because that's why we're here. That's why we're here. And I think what happens to us, especially as we get into middle age, is we've given so much of ourselves to other people. And then we go, do you know what? I think I'm just going to make myself happy now. And it's like, yeah, fuck, where you go then? Off you hop. You know, you're in service so much, especially women. We are born in service. We are trained in service. It's not the men's fault, right? It's the bloody patriarchy. And the patriarchy fucked up everyone, fucked up the men, fucked up the women, it's fucked everything. I love that. Bell Hooks says that no one wins from the patriarchy. And I really like that idea. And it's true, I think. It's not about blaming men. It's this patriarchy was a system, and yes, it was designed by men, but none of the men we know was designed by men a long time ago, and they trained other people, you know. Anyway, so women were trained to be polite, to be people pleasers, to toe the line, to do the right thing, to be nice, to be in service, to do the dishes, make sure everyone was fed and warm, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you get a bit old and you think, I don't fucking care if you're fed or warm. Go fuck yourself. You know, that's what you think. And of course, then people say, oh, she's a bit difficult. It's like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am a bit difficult. And that's what happens. And it's like, I think it was, who's the lady, the gorilla lady? Jane. Anyway, she said recently, she died recently, actually. So in one of the quotes that came out that was a very famous quote of hers, was that it's really not that difficult to be a difficult woman. You only have to have an opinion and you are difficult. And oh, I'm difficult. I know I am. Quite like that I'm difficult. My friend Sally and I were talking about that. She's a difficult bitch too. She said, fuck, I used to be so lovely and now I'm awful. We were laughing. But it's true. It's what happens and it's all part of life. But anyway, your happiness is your job. That's what the planner says. And I want you to think about that today. What makes you happy? Just notice, if you're driving the car, what do you look out the window? What do you see that makes you happy? Oh my God, I saw some pigeons fly into a tree today. Shit, it made me happy. Wood pigeons flying into a tree. La! I was so happy. So that made me happy. You know, it's like, what makes you I've got this cuppity bloody yogurt, Greek yogurt with a lemon curd. Oh my God, that made me happy. My mouth had a whole party. It's amazing. It's by Cuppity. Cuppity Cheeses, you know, that company does it. Oh my God. Anyway, so, you know, you got to find things that make you happy. What's a colour that makes you happy? Who's a person that makes you happy? Where's a place that makes you happy? What's a thing that makes you happy? Like, I've got coloured glass vases and they make me so happy. Like, what makes you happy? That's the question. That is the question of the week. Have a lovely week. See you soon. Bye.